Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Jamie Turndorf, PhD. For expert advice on love and relationships, call into the show at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Or you can submit your question online at AskDrLove.com. Now, here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you again today. Today's show, Loving and Lasting, with my special guest, Andy Lyons. Andy Lyons is the founder and chief passion curator for BringBackDesire.com, where she tastefully and playfully shares tips, tools, and resources with women who want more sensuality and sexual excitement in their lives. As the host of Loving and Lasting radio show and TV show via Google+, Andy helps couples stay tuned in and turned on to each other through engaging and informative conversations with love experts, relationship experts, and authors. And Andy's book, Loving and Lasting, How to Stay Tuned In and Turned On in Marriage, has been a bestseller in the marriage category on Amazon.com. So without further ado, let's say hello to Andy Lyons. Are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Love, my dear Dr. Jamie.
Hello, cutie pie. How are you? You having a good day?
I'm having a phenomenal day, especially since I get to sit here with you and chat about love and sex.
I know. And when I wrote to you and sent you the call-in number, I called you Randy Andy.
It's better than Handy Andy that they used to call me.
But you could be Handy to be Randy. Or if you're Randy, you could be Handy. But anyway, so tell me, what compelled you to create the Bring Back Desire platform? It's such a wonderful initiative.
Oh, thank you so much. It really came to me one summer after we dropped both kids off at camp. I was like, what am I going to do next, honey? And I knew I wanted to do something that was online and easy for my life and in alignment with my life. And I looked around and I thought, well, I wonder if other couples kind of go through the ups and downs sexually and emotionally that my husband and I have for over 25 years. And so I got to thinking, what were the things that tuned me and turned me on as a woman and kept me alive and in touch and in tune with who I am and what inspired me sexually? And I thought, well, maybe other women would be interested and other men would be interested in this conversation. And Bring Back Desire just sort of popped right into my head, Dr. Jamie. And I thought, oh my gosh, this sounds like a wonderful idea. Well, that was the summer of 2008. And I tell the funny story about how I entered a business plan competition just to get an idea of how I wanted to pull this wonderful platform together. And they came in the semifinals. Well, I live in Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, you don't talk about sex. You don't talk about orgasms or even clitoral stimulation. I mean, that's just not proper behavior here in the very puritanical culture. But I ended up going in and presenting because I came in the semifinals, and I was so traumatized by the sound of crickets after my presentation that I had to put it on the shelf. I mean, I just said, oh, Andy, I mean, I know you've had several businesses, darling, but what were you thinking? And I did. I put it on the shelf never to be touched again for 2 years. And it was a young millennial who was an intern for me at a job I was at who said, this is a great idea. And I'm like, oh, be quiet. What do you know? You're 19. But she knew a lot. And she said, I have to tell you, this is a much needed idea. And so I said, okay, I might be ready to revisit it. And everything came together, Dr. Jamie, and it became clear I was to figure out.
Andy, you're killing me. Everything came together, and the ups and downs of your sex life. And next we're going to say, I want to hear the ins and outs of how it all came about.
Absolutely.
But it's so, you know, you just went balls out, as they say.
Absolutely.
This is what you have to do. You have to go balls out, and who cares whether there are crickets or what people think, you're following your passion.
Right.
And so then what happened after that when the intern told you, go for it?
So, I mean, starting a business is my favorite thing to do, and branding a business is my most favorite thing to do. And I knew that I wanted to use illustrations so that nobody could get locked into real physical shapes and bodies, etc. And I found a wonderful illustrator who gave the website a wonderful feel of playfulness and tastefulness while at the same time telling the story, which is, hey, you know, when you land at bringbackdesire.com, there's a gal swinging her little chew, and she's wearing fishnets and a bustier, and you can tell she is a sexually satisfied woman. She may have just had 1, 2, 3, or 4 orgasms. That's what I wanted to convey. And then I also wanted to convey how we can be dolled up in our business outfit or whatever we wear during the day. But we need to look in the mirror and remember we have a temptress, a sexy siren in there. And then, you know, more illustrations embraced reading erotic romance literature, which was really the foundation for my work. And then other tools and tips and resources. So I started pulling everything together. But I have to tell you, Jamie, it took me a while to even feel comfortable talking about sex myself in a public format. And I definitely thought, okay, am I going to use a different name? I'm certainly not going to show my picture, and heck no, I'm not going to do video. But really, within 3 months of launching the website, I was Andy Lyons, here are my videos, three powerful ways to have better orgasms, and, you know.
Say that three times fast, right?
I know. And so it became clear that, you know, I had my own work to do, so anybody listening, you don't just jump into this industry and have it be easy. And especially in my generation, I'm from the baby boomer generation, and very, you know, a lot of us became a little prudish over the years. So it took me a while to find the right words and the right way to reach people. And really, it's the one-on-one conversations like you and I are having now, and certainly with my videos and the Hangouts on Air and Google Plus, that people can go, okay, so she's, you know, your typical mom next door. All right, and she's having sex with her husband, right, and she's got kids at home. Okay.
All right.
What she knows.
My hero. I love how you said, this is a statement that you say in your bio. We lost babies, businesses, all our money and our hormones, but we never lost each other. That's describing your journey with your husband, obviously.
Yes. You know, we had a loss in each trimester, a live delivery, a stillborn, a blighted ovum. It was horrible. And I was pregnant for 7 years. You should have seen the bonfire I had of my maternity clothes when I was done. But we also, you know, we had a wonderful dot-com business, but we lost everything. And that's when we almost lost our marriage, because we were just so devastated and we were not being kind to each other. But we did the work, like you help people do, Dr. Jamie, bringing all of that back to, you know, bringing ourselves back to each other. And then, oh my gosh, the hormones hit. I mean, forget menopause, perimenopause. I mean, 1 minute you're homicidal, the next minute you're suicidal.
Then your crotch is the Sahara Desert, right? You know, dry.
And nobody really is talking about really what you need to do. And every woman is unique. So you cannot compare yourself to anybody else going through that. And men lose their testosterone, too. So holy mackerel.
And, you know, people don't even know men get testicular atrophy. Mm-hmm. You know, women get vaginal erosion. It's dry. The vaginal wall thins. But guys, balls shrink. It actually is a fact from testosterone depletion. And, there's just so many things we don't talk about. But it's just like we pee, we poop, we eat. I mean, this is a natural part of life, you know.
Well, you do such a great job, Dr. Jamie. First of all, you know everything about everything. But
I'm comfortable.
Help people use their words and get comfortable with their words.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And because I'm such a potty mouth. I mean, if I can speak this way, you know, it's all uphill for everybody else, right?
Right. Great.
Aww. You're great. You're great. So why do you call yourself the Chief Passion Curator, Andy?
Well, you know, I'm not a coach. I'm not, you know, a therapist. I'm someone who's going, ooh, that looks like a great idea. Let me bring that over. Ooh. Hey, that toy looks like a lot of fun. Boom. So, you know, I curate. I go out there in the world. I talk to experts like you. I check out toys. I read stories. I read posts. And I pull them all together, and I filter them through the Andy Lyons Cheap Passion Curator filter and bring everybody the best information to help them decide what's going to help me cross the finish line, what's going to help me have a better relationship with my body, with myself, with my beloved partner. you know, all of those very important information, because it's not just the body. Of course, it's the emotional relationship that you have with your partner.
Yeah, because for a woman, the greatest erogenous zone on a man's body is between his ears, you know, when he listens and understands and makes a verbal emotional connection. That's a huge turn on, yeah.
Or undresses us with his eyes. Oh,
oh yeah,
that.
Yeah. So... So tell me, is your mother still alive?
Yes, I have two very vibrant parents.
Right, so did they plot when they heard what you were doing?
You know, it's really funny. Of course, my mother, yeah, she's almost 90, and my dad's almost 92. They're very vibrant and very active. My dad is out sharing my cards everywhere. I mean, he gets a pedicure now because he's too old to get down there and get his own nails, and my mom's not doing it. So he goes in and he shares it with the manicurist. He is hysterical. I go, Dad, really, you don't have to do that. It's okay. He goes, no, your work is so important. Couples need this.
Oh, that is so nice.
Isn't that
sweet? Your curator. Oh, and he's your greatest fan. Yeah.
Yeah, and my husband. I mean, I have women who kind of whisper to me, and they go, Andy, what does your husband think about your work? And I go, oh, my God, he loves it when I bring my work home.
Exactly, and you bring home the toys, and you do field testing, you know, taste testing and whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, it's so much fun.
You try everything out. I remember, I'll never forget, it was in the 80s when Dr. Ruth, you know, that cute little old grandma, the first, you know, female, famous, old sex therapist, she was touting this sex toy called the Erosolator, which was, I don't know, some kind of a thing. And she's like, the Erosolator! And
she's so much fun to still follow on Twitter. She is a hooter with her one-liners. Oh, my gosh.
My engineer says we got to take a break. I'll be back in a moment with you on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. To speak to Dr. Turndorf live on the air, call 888-463-6748. AskDrLove.com is the web's premier relationship advice site since 1996. Visit AskDrLove.com to search thousands of free relationship advice articles on any relationship issue you may have. Or you can submit a question to her free advice column. However, if you're listening live, why not call in? Don't be shy. Dr. Turndorf wants to help you, and this is a unique chance to get a personal answer from one of today's most respected experts. So, if you have a question for her, please call in now at 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. Now back to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, PhD. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. It's my pleasure to be with you today. I'm talking about loving and lasting with Andy Lyons. This is the time in the show I call Dr. Love's Quickie because it's a short segment. So, Andy, Quickie. This is our Quickie. We got to get it in fast. So, I always do some tweets during this time. But let's, do you have anything you want to say that's short and sweet? Our little quickie?
Well, of course. Sexy is a state of mind, not a state of body. So get tuned in and turned on.
That's nice. I like that. Hey, here's one. Let me tweet on this topic. You don't need a world-class brainiac to know that words are her greatest aphrodisiac.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you. And I'm going to lay a few more. I'm going to say lay them on you, right?
I say women are aroused by how they feel, so start doing things to get her in the mood now.
That's great, because foreplay starts long before you get in the sack.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Oh,
exactly.
My gosh. I could find one that rhymes, though.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's just my thing. I do rhyming tweets. So here's another. Listen and she'll be smitten.
Beautiful.
I like that. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Has
foreplay
if you
turned
want
into, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go.
Oh, has foreplay turned into boreplay?
I like that. Nice.
I don't have a follow-up for that because it would just be go to BringBackDesire.com and get tuned in and turned on tonight. Now, go for it.
Very good. If your love muscle is in disuse, try giving her more emotional juice.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that one.
They're fun.
Ask not what your marriage can do for you. Ask what you can do for your marriage.
I like that. And you, baby, you're so good on the fly.
Are you kidding? I know where to look quickly.
That's wonderful. Give her your undivided time. That's love 69.
Ooh.
Naughty,
beautiful.
Naughty,
well, naughty. Can I throw in a few of my Mae West favorites?
Please.
Well, of course, I like two kinds of men, domestic and imported. She likes everything.
I only know marriage is the oldest institution I know, but I'm not ready for an institution yet. That was the only Mae West quote I know.
I used to be Snow White, but I drifted. I loved that one. And I've been in more laps than a napkin. That's a good one, too.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Go ahead. What have you got next?
The best way into her pants is to keep up the romance.
Oh, wow. You're amazing.
I'm crazy.
Here we go. Crazy. This is a great Jackson Kittard quote, which is, of course, the art of love is not in the doing, but in the allowing.
And that's very deep.
Mm.
That is very, very deep. To keep his or her head from turning, remember to keep those love fires burning.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Let's see. Of course, you know, I have more deeper ones, though, because...
Deep is good.
love is an irresistible desire to be irresistibly desired.
Oh, yeah, that one is so wonderful. Right.
I think I have a favorite Phyllis Diller one, something about a sex drive. I'm trying to find it. It's so good. I have a powerful sex drive. I have to drive 45, it takes me 45 minutes to get to my boyfriend's house.
I like that. That's really right.
Aging doesn't diminish desire, everybody. Attitude does.
You know, I mean, I know that they're to put an end to your sexual dry spell. Make a point of filling her emotional well. Because so often that's what kills our sex drives is we're not feeling emotionally connected. The emotional connection, obviously, is the foreplay, and especially in long-term couples, so often we see long-standing, long-smoldering, unresolved issues. They don't get divorced, but they disconnect.
Right.
You know, and they disconnect emotionally and then sexually as well.
Wow. So. Good things that you're bringing up here.
Yeah. So tell me, what blows my mind about you is how you're able to just flow so easily. And I'm sure that that's a big part of your sexuality. You know, you didn't even know that this was my quickie segment, but you were able to just flow with it. And going with the flow is important.
It really is. And being in fluid and just trusting. And knowing, and I also really believe in using your impeccable words. So, you know, as much as we get into petty grievances in a relationship so quickly, I think being able to step back and remember why you fell in love with the person that you're
with. Yeah, I have a technique in my book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. Because when you get very angry, obviously anger and humor are incompatible. And when you have a very strong love feeling, it's rather incompatible with rage. So that technique of digging up love where you remember why you came together, remember a particular romantic event, first date or anything that will help you dig up love. And when you're in that state of love, you're going to be speaking and acting in a very different way.
It's so true. I love your book. I love it. I mean, it's on my Kindle, and it's highlighted everywhere. It's so easy for me to go through, and just it's one thing after another, Dr. Jamie. Seriously, I can't share it enough with people. Any relationship.
Right. We all need help because we never learned how to resolve our conflicts. I mean, where did we learn? We watched our parents. How well did they do? Not too well, usually, you know. So, and you know, another thing I was thinking when I was preparing to talk with you today, and we're talking about how to ignite passion, I was looking up the definition of passion, and interestingly, the second definition is the passion of Christ, which is suffering. And so often we associate passion with suffering, you know?
Wow.
And I started to think about why so is passion fraught with so much agony? And I've been reflecting on that ever since I had that thought in meditation. And it occurred to me that suffering and agony comes from not accepting what is, that we're always trying to push the river, make our partners do something different or be a different way. It's like, love you, now change, instead of accepting what is. And so miraculously, when we do accept what is, often it shifts all the same, all by itself. Yeah.
That is so important. Oh, yeah. And I understand the suffering with passion, because if you take it out as a physical passion and put it into a passion for life, you know, when you go after your dreams, it's not necessarily a woohoo, this is easy moment. You really do go through, and same thing in a long-term relationship. You're both evolving. You're both holding up mirrors to the other. It's so much easier to be single, really.
Oh, yeah. But then you're just going to be using more toys.
So, but you know,
a brief break. I have to take a break, Andy, and we'll pick up in a moment when I come back on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you're listening live, to speak to Dr. Turndorf on the air, call 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. If you're outside the U.S., dial the U.S. country code, followed by 1-847-470-0937. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's latest book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps for Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book and read a free excerpt by visiting AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. And if you're listening live and have a question for her, call in now at 888-463-6748. This show is for you, the listeners, so give her a call now. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, PhD. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it's my pleasure to be with you talking about loving and lasting with my special guest, Andy Lyons. Andy, I just love you. You're just adorable. I love your energy. You're very warm and friendly and generous. Let's talk a little bit more about Loving and Lasting Show. Tell me about that.
Oh, this is a wonderful thing I did about over a year and a half ago, just set up a weekly radio show where I could interview love experts such as yourself, as well as authors of the erotic romance novels, because that's a whole other story, which I'll share in a second. But it gives, if anybody is thinking about this, especially as a business person, it gives you a chance to really get to hone your skills and understand exactly what it is you're talking about. So for me, I would listen avidly to all my guests as they shared the most amazing experience and knowledge and tips and sexy tools, etc., and advice, and then share it with my fans. And as my audience and listeners grew, I knew that every time I had a show, it was helping someone, either with their own self or with their beloved partner, have a more rewarding relationship. So now I'm on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 noon Eastern. It's a 30 to 40 minute show, and it's on iTunes. It's on my website, lovingandlasting.com. That's my nice website. And then I have my naughty website, bringbackdesire.com. You can find all the podcasts there and listen at your convenience. And then I took it over to Google Plus, because how much fun is our live video interviews? Oh, my gosh, the best. You were amazing last week, Dr. Jamie.
It was very fun doing it. Yeah, it was really, really fun, because it just takes the connection to a whole nother level, you know?
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
And with your audience as well. So don't ever be afraid to do videos, everybody. It's really not about how you look or any of that. As long as you've got a good camera and good lighting, you can have a great time. And again, you know, getting the message out there, being able to share you and kiss your fights goodbye with all my listeners and followers and viewers, it's just the best feeling in the world.
You're generous. You're beyond generous. It really feels like a ministry. What you're doing, your passion, you are living the passion that you are trying to disseminate.
Thank you. We know we're human, right? And we didn't come into this world with a sex manual. And at the end of the day, for most relationships, this intimate bonding of each other is a foundation to your loving and lasting relationship. It is pleasure that you cannot get anywhere else or with anyone else.
It's
really worth finding out. And gals, guys are not born understanding what turns you on. And you know they're not mind readers. Hello. So this is the time where they do take direction very, very well. But it's up to you to have that alone time to find out what parts of your body need to be stimulated a certain way. We're not like the guys, one size fits all. Every woman is different. Her vulva is different. Her clitoris is different. Everything she does is unique to her. And, you know, and your guy needs to know. And let me tell you, they love it. A really healthy man wants to give to you. And so really understanding your feminine desire and being able to receive his love, especially his sexual love, is the greatest gift to him as well as to yourself.
It's so true, because the male gender role is all about doing, giving. It's active. It's instrumental. That's what we call it. So what better way for him to give than to give sexual pleasure? And they really, really love to know that they're ringing the bell. They really do.
They're ringing the bell. Oh, my God. Is that what that song meant?
Years ago. I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, but so the disco days ring my bell. Oh, my gosh. But it's so important to reignite our desire. It can go. Oh, my gosh. So many things can just. And let me tell you, when you start going a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's like, what desire? What sex drive?
When you don't use it, you lose it.
Right, which is why I do the erotic romance books. You know, I've been curating them for 20 years because I used them when I was trying to get pregnant. I was getting pregnant after the age of 35, so you had to have sex when you ovulated. And I wanted to make sure it was a woohoo moment.
As long as you're doing it, right?
Yeah, and not make it like for God and country, legs in the air. But so that's how I got into curating really good erotic romance literature. And these authors, they know how the body works. They understand the feminine and masculine energy dance. And I'm telling you, in 35 minutes, you're looking around for your darling. You're going to grab him by his tie and say, get over here now, baby.
Yeah, really, really, really. I have a woman who has no drive, but she reads those. And man, they get her going. They do.
Well, it reminds the female brain, that female lizard brain. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and really, there's, you know, these are things, it's not 50 Shades of Grey. These are accurate ways of bringing, because, look, when the, especially if you had a marriage ceremony and the officiant said to you, they didn't say this, but they should have, which is, will you have really great sex with your darling week after week, month after month, year after year, until you die? I mean, that's just overwhelming. So you've got to keep spicing things up and keeping things interesting and create mystery and fantasies, et cetera.
So you know, it's interesting because in the romance literature, they not only describe, like you said, how the body works, there's also an understanding of the push-pull, like where men will need like rubber bands to, when they come close, then they have to stretch away, you know, to get a little breathing room. And that's just, you know, hormonal and built in. And that the smart women understand how to give the guy his room and not crowd him and not push him and not go into all this abandonment terror, which only drives him away farther.
Exactly, and it helps the guys understand, too, what kind of words to use. You know, women like to hear they're the only one. Sorry, it's just how it is.
It's, you know, I had a guy call me. He asked me a question. He said, you know, she's not the only thing in my life. I have work, and I can't be spending every minute with her. And I reminded him, you're thinking from the male perspective about doing. the male, instrumental, task-oriented gender role about, I can't do for her every minute. I can't be with her every minute, forgetting that she doesn't care if you're on the moon. If you give her the right emotional communication, if she feels that she's number one in your mind and heart, you can go leave. Go to the moon. She won't care.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's a feeling. Yeah, it's
and,
the feeling.
And we can text our darlings, okay? So you can text her that feeling. No one turns me on like you do, baby.
That goes a lot. That's worth at least 10 BJs right there.
Exactly.
So,
perfect.
Right there, man. Take notes. But it's so true. It is so true. And I'll never forget, this story typifies the difference between men and women. A husband and wife are in the jewelry store, right?
Yes.
And she sees this gorgeous ring. And she looks at the ring, and it's really expensive, and she says, oh, I would love that ring. And the husband says to her, what are you, nuts? You think I'm made of freaking money? I can't afford that ring. She's crushed. And what the guy doesn't understand is, if he just said to her, honey, oh, I would love to buy you that ring. It would look so beautiful on your finger. That's the ring I'll buy you when I have the money. For most women, that's enough. That's as good as the damn rock, you know?
Exactly.
Giving her the feeling.
And another thing, too, I remind gals, look, don't be going over your grocery list or your to-do list while you're having sex with your darling man. That's just like when you take all the time to create a beautiful romantic dinner and the candles are lit and the tablecloth is down and the wine is poured and you sit down and if he were to grab the clicker and turn on a sports game, that's the same feeling that he has when you fake your orgasms.
It's terrible. And women really paint their pussies into a very, very tight corner when they fake it. Because then how do you come out of faking it?
Right.
You know? You can't, because now it's, oh, now you have to say, oh, well, gee, it used to work for me and now my body. So it's better to be real. And I know a lot of women will also say, but I don't want to hurt his ego. You know, I don't want to hurt his ego and tell him he's not doing it right or I need X, Y, and Z. But like you said a second ago, everybody's wired differently. So what works for one woman will not work for another. And you're starting over, you're learning from scratch with each partner.
Yeah, I wrote a post called Celebrating the Clitoris. And I go into great detail there of for guys, look, what works with the last gal will not work with this one. You have
That's
to
nice.
Find out. You have to find out. Each clitoris is different. Just saying, everybody.
Yeah, really, really. And some women can't even take, don't even go on the clitoris. That mm-hmm. just tears me up, you know, go around it. Near, everybody is new. And there is an absolute way to take the guy's ego out of this by just simply saying, listen, you're a great lover, but you got to, you know, get attuned to me. I'm wired differently than your last partner or last spouse.
Oh, what? You know everything. I love that about you. You know, male, female so well.
Well, and you get it too. So that's why we speak each other's language. And, you know, I learned how to speak in a way that's very sensitive and considerate because my mom and my dad both were brutal in the way they spoke to each other and to me and my sister. And that's actually what really developed my ministry, watching them destroy each other and be so horrible in the way they treated each other. It became really my ministry to help people deal with their angry feelings in a way that isn't destructive, you know?
Oh, it's so good. It's
yeah.
And folks, no matter how difficult a time you're going through your beloved, but you know, time you're going through, remember, many of the things can be fixed, right, Dr. Jamie?
Everything. You know? Everything can be fixed. Where there is a will, there is a way. You know, people will often say, oh, I hope this will get better. Hope has nothing to do with it. If you want to make a change, if you want to improve, you will.
Exactly.
Everything. Everything's evolving, and we just have to put in that little effort. Daily practice. And, you know, there are certain rituals that we need to perform, and we need to make each other know you're first in my mind and heart. You just have to do it. And you're basically reiterating your love and devotion. It's like sort of getting married again each day, you know?
Exactly. You know what we do, Dr. Jamie,
what?
In the morning?
Tell me.
When we're feeling well, we have the kid gets up and goes off to school, and we sit in bed and have our morning gratitude. And I'm not a morning person, everybody, just so you know. So it's not like I wake up Bambi and the birds. So it does take a little more effort and the stimulation, of course, of good coffee. But still, just even like, wow, I got up, okay, to how much I appreciate my darling. And you can be, you know, finger drumming peeved with your darling, but you can still recall something you appreciate that he does. And when you focus on what you appreciate, the other things just start falling away, and it makes them feel so good, and then they're making you feel good with their appreciation and gratitude.
That's right. That's right, because when you bow, you feel reverent. When you laugh, you feel happy. When you bitch at somebody, you feel in a pissy mood. So that's where the 5-to-1 rule comes in, right? Every day, 5 positive communications, gestures to every 1 negative. If you don't maintain that 5-to-1 ratio, you're not going to make it past 5 years. Your relationship will not survive. That's that research of Gottman out of the Love Lab at the University of Washington.
Wow.
So we've got to be worshiping each other, being grateful for each other every day. And then that just translates into the bed.
Well, and you know what I've learned from you, which I love and I'm sharing with everybody, is the platinum rule, which is, you know, we were raised with the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But the thing is everybody's different. So when I read Gary, what's his last name? 5 Languages of Love.
Right.
And, you know, and I found out that my act of love that made me feel good was completely different than my husband's.
Right.
This was an act of service. Gosh darn it.
Yeah. And you get into so much trouble expecting that the other's going to like what you like, or that the other person thinks that you're going to like what he or she likes. Mm-hmm. Couples get into terrible trouble with that. So when we come back, I'm going to take a little break, Andy, and I want to hear a little bit more about what you think about how women can tap into their inner temptress. That's very exciting, and I want to hear more about that. So let's take a brief break, and I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. To speak with Dr. Turndorf live on the air, call 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. If you've recently been through a breakup and are looking for a second chance, wondering how you can reconcile with your ex, or if it's even possible after all you've been through, Dr. Turndorf's book, Make Up, Don't Break Up, presents her proven 5-step plan for reconciling with your ex. This plan was developed out of years of research, working with thousands of couples at her Center for Emotional Communication. This is a proven, no-hype, no-nonsense method that gets right to the root of the problem and shows you how to reignite the spark and rekindle a lasting relationship. For more about Make Up, Don't Break Up, visit AskDrLove.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Jamie Turndorf, PhD. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking about loving and lasting with Andy Lyons. So, Andy, talk to me. Tell me how women can tap into their temptress.
Well, I think this is so important because I really believe in scheduling sex. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a quickie in the backseat of the car. Don't get me wrong, or up against the kitchen counter or in the bathroom. But most of the time, we need to schedule it. And part of that means that you're getting ready. You're creating anticipation. It can really be amazing foreplay. But one of the things we have to do as women, because if you've got toddlers at home, they're hanging all over your body, and frankly, you don't want to be touched by anybody, you have to get into a state of mind. Or you're busy at work. You're giving, giving, giving. You've got to remember that within you is a kernel of lust just waiting to be flamed alive. And to have more intimacy and central pleasure, you need to get into the state of mind. And part of that is remembering that you can have really great sex with the body you have. It doesn't have to be a gorgeous model body. You can love your body, dimples, whatever you got going on, sagginess and left, it's all wonderful. So one of the first things to do is buy something very sexy to you to wear. And that can be a very form-fitting that holds everything together and pushes everything up, or it can be a free-flowing, satiny silk number. But when you have that and you're wearing that, you know you are feeling sexy, and that gets your brain squirreling on to wanting to do more of that and having more of that feeling. But before you put on your sexy lingerie, go in to take a shower or a hot bath and really just touch your body, love your body, trace your fingers over your erogenous zones. When you get out, cream on lots of lotion and spritz your body with perfume. Then get into your sexy lingerie. Meanwhile, you've got your favorite romantic music playing. That's setting the tone for your brain. And yes, you're telling the kids, yo, mommy needs some time out, and mommy needs it with daddy. You go into your bedroom, you create this beautiful romantic oasis, you light the candles, you put in the pink or red light bulbs, which everybody looks great in, and now your darling is in the room, you're all set, and you start, again, tuning in to your temptress, and you start moving your body with your eyes closed, really feel your body, again, tracing nipples and vulva and hips, and all these parts of your body with your fingertips, centrally, sexually, and then open your eyes and look your darling man right in the eyes with a little smile on your face. When you see the passion in his eyes from watching you get tuned in and turn on, it will spark your own inner temptress passion even more. And I have many more inspiring ideas at bringbackdesire.com, but this is just a quick example of how you can get sex on the brain, and remembering that guys just don't see our bodies the same way, and you girls know this. You've been walking down the hallway in a ratty old t-shirt and you get slapped on the butt and you're like, what? I look terrible. You know, they don't see that. They see that swish in your tail. And what they really want in the bedroom, Dr. Jamie, as you know, is someone who is as turned on to be with them as they are.
It's so true. Women are so obsessed with, I'm not thin enough, or I'm sagging, or I have stretch marks. And women are so hyper-focused on details. Men don't tend to be focused on details. That's why, you know, women will complain, oh, you left crumbs on the counter. They don't see the details. Oh, you know, there's pee on the toilet seat. They don't see it. But that also works in our favor. They don't see the stretch marks. They don't see the little small things.
They just want those dimpled limbs wrapped around them and really having great
orgasms. And it's the feeling. It's the feeling.
Yes.
And, you know, the feeling of, you're making me feel like I'm a great lover because you're so responsive to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That really, really gets a guy going, everybody. Come on, guys.
Yes.
All in. You know that's true.
It is true. It is true. And so that fertility dance that you just described is so wonderful. And her eyes are closed and she's just getting into that mood.
Exactly.
It's really nice.
And, you know, there's so much pressure on a woman and really on the couple as well, when they're getting pregnant. Because every period you get after making love when you ovulate to procreate is a loss. It's a loss of a hope and a dream. And then all of a sudden, when you get together with your darling for your intimate sexual pleasure to create your baby, it becomes really stressful. So I am all about tuning out from that. I've been there for years. And so I understand. And it's so important to just leave that aside. Get the candles. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Get the candles. Make it a loving, romantic experience so that you take the pressure and you remember you're both here for each other in such a beautiful, intimate way. And gosh, if a baby is created, you can say, wow, I think I was like two or three orgasms in that night when we conceived. You know, you make it fun and playful, which is so hard to do when you're doing the fertility.
And it's so true, because so often we have found that when the chemicals associated with the stress of trying to get pregnant can actually make you not fertile, and that the minute women let go or they adopt another baby, they're not trying, that's when the chemicals align and they get pregnant, right? So we're back to that same thing about misery coming from not accepting, you know?
Right. The circumstances, right. Just letting go. And again, I know it's hard. And gals, we are driven to do 1, 2, 3 and get 4. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to get pregnant in November, so I have my baby over the summer, and then I'll be ready to go back to work in the fall. No, forget all that. Forget all that. Just let go and have fun.
Don't schedule that. I mean, you can schedule the time to be together, but don't put your sex life into like the sex Olympics where you're putting stopwatches on it and timetables and performance charts and all that stuff. So let's talk about how couples can turn bore play into exciting and delicious foreplay.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, one of my favorite things is fantasies. And again, I go back to the books because they can give you some really, really great ideas. But one of the things that I think is such a fun thing to do, and I don't, maybe you did this, Dr. Jamie, when you were married with your darling there, but one of my favorite fantasies, other than, you know, the UPS guy showing up, that's always fun, and the plumber visiting to help.
Because you tell him you have a pipe that needs snaking.
Exactly. I've got some water dripping here.
My water burst, baby.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. But there's so many things that you can do. There's, you know, certainly flirting techniques that you can do. One of my favorites for the guys is when you're at a cocktail party or even at the grocery store and you're with your darling waiting in line, take your finger and lightly trace down her spine very slowly and then back up all the way again. This is a real erogenous zone for many, many women. And what really takes it up to the next level is you don't look her in the eyes. You just keep doing it. It really feels great. And gals, one of the things that you can do is you can take one of those white cards and put on your best lipstick and kiss it, and then just say, when you get home tonight, honey, these lips are all yours wherever you want them. Ah! Men are so visual, so they're going to look at that. Trust me, there'll be a lot of things inflating during the day to get going. But one really fun fantasy thing, if you really want to take things up a notch and you can get a great babysitter, go to a fun hotel that has a great bar. And then you can rent a room, absolutely. And what you do is the gal can sit, and you can change positions on this, but the gal will sit at the bar, and he and her darling man will already be there, down a few seats, and he buys her a drink. And, you know, hey, bartender, get her a glass of wine or whatever she's drinking. And so the drink comes to you from the bartender. He doesn't know you guys know each other. And you just go, oh, thank you. And the fun begins. And really, I know you think, oh, I'm just going to burst out laughing. You end up not. And it can be really hot. And you start the conversation as if you'd never met before. Add in all your best flirting techniques, everything you would do if you were meeting a delicious darling for the first time. It is so much fun. So I just think fun. When foreplay is turning into boreplay, you've got to spice things up in the bedroom. Bring in really great toys that are fun that you can explore together. Mm-hmm. And laugh and have fun and really go there.
Now, some guys feel competitive with toys, and they think, well, my hands, my penis, my mouth should be enough for you. What do you need equipment for? So
it's important. It's not true. And
it's important to understand that some women just need the greater, RPMs, no hand or mouth can go that fast. Right. And some people just need that.
And there are toys where the couple both enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I have a whole list of them that bring back desire. And, oh, my gosh, it's not just about the single joy of one. Although, as you know, as we said earlier, he gets off knowing that she's getting off. So it's lovely. It's a lovely thing to do.
It's lovely. Now, and I also love, this is a fantasy that I think is so much fun, recreate one of your first dates. And even neck in the back seat of the car. Like, you go to the drive-in and act like teenagers and neck in the back seat. Love that one. That's fun.
It taps into that feeling that you had. And it
the young feeling,
you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Even though you've evolved, it's a great way to reignite that chemistry. Because, chemistry disappears after the first 18 months, everyone. But you can bring it back.
Yeah, really. All through, through the mind. So now, what are your favorite essential man tips and other instructions for the gentle care and feeding of the Y chromosome?
Oh, my gosh, Kels, you know that your darling man speaks a whole different language. And a lot of times we just can't always be trying to use our wonderful language to communicate, right? I mean, when we talk to each other, we're reading each other's minds. We anticipate needs. Our guys are not like that. So it's very important to understand that our men need very clear direction. They do not value subtle hints, everybody, okay?
They don't even get them.
Right.
They don't even get them, right? Their skulls are literally thicker than ours, and that's anatomical.
Right. And so what happens is if we say, oh, we would love to have, I'd like flowers on Valentine's Day, that's not enough. That really freaks them out. You have to say, I would like white freesia, white tulips, baby's breath, thank you, darling. And then he comes. And then you say, oh, my gosh, it's just like the golden retriever who brings you the ball. They put it down at your feet, their tail is wagging,
exactly.
And you're going,
Exactly.
Is it really that easy? Yeah.
It's really that easy because women will often fall into the fight trap I call the three Scrooges, nagging, whining, and complaining over what they're not getting. Instead of understanding, speak the male language. Be explicit. Tell him exactly what you want, how you want it. Details. Talk like a man. You know,
and remember, men do not like to be criticized. And as much as, God, you just want to go, what took you so long? You really want to let it rip. You have to shift, and you have to really recognize what they're doing right. Honey, mm-hmm. I love it when you. Oh, baby, sweetheart, it feels so wonderful when you.
Right.
You know,
right.
And of course, thank you. I got to tell you, the simple thank you.
Exactly.
The praise.
Goes a long way. So yeah. Let's make sure, I want everybody to know how to find you, what you're doing, the names of your books, your everything, your
thank
links. So
you.
Lay it on us, okay?
Okay. Andy Lyons, AndeLyons. I'm on Twitter at Andy Lyons. You can come over to my naughty website, bringbackdesire.com. I have a lot of free goodies there, but I also have my wonderful Loving and Lasting membership program, which is where I help everybody, you know, reignite desire and feel sexy again and discover what excites them and really creating, you know, a moment where you're lying side by side in the glow of the best sex you've ever had. That's what I do in the membership. Lots of goodies there. Also, I have fun videos, and I have, of course, the curated Bring Back Desire erotic library, which is so much fun. You can also find me on my nice website, andylyons.com. And you can find my book, Loving and Lasting, How to Stay Tuned In and Turned On in Your Marriage. It's a bestseller on Amazon.com. It's $2.99. It's an ebook. It's just delicious. Facebook, I'm Bring Back Desire. And I'm telling you, we have sexy conversations happening over there, especially on Wednesdays. Just saying, Wednesday evenings. It's man candy time for the gals, for the ladies. And, of course, the Loving and Lasting Show, which is on Blog Talk Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Wednesdays at 12 noon Eastern, you'll find me at Google Plus. And it's my Google Plus post is Andy Lyons, and I'm doing the Loving and Lasting live video show. So much fun. I think I got it all. But if not, I love hearing from people, so please ping me.
Oh, you are so great. I just love what you're doing. I love how free you are. And your voice is wonderful. You just love it. Passion exudes from your vocal cords. So
yay.
I'm so glad that we met. And I'm sure we're going to be having a lot of fun together, loving and lasting.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tammy, for having me on. I'm so honored. And I love and adore you. I'm truly one of your biggest fans.
You're a darling, and I love your work, too. So we'll be in touch, and
thank you.
Great week. And everybody, keep the passion pumping. See you next week on Ask Dr. Love Radio.